AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. A judge is ordering ICE's acting director, Todd Lyons, to appear in court and explain why the Trump administration has failed to comply with orders to hold hearings for detained immigrants in Minneapolis. Chief Judge Patrick Schlitz says he recognizes ordering the head of a federal agency to appear personally is extraordinary, but the extent of ICE's violation of court orders is likewise extraordinary. The Census Bureau says President Trump's immigration crackdown contributed to a drop in the U.S. growth rate. Officials at the U.S. Embassy in Rome have confirmed Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents will have a security role during the upcoming Milan Cortina Winter Games. Giovanni Malago, president of the Milan Cortina Organizing Committee, says, "I have heard ICE will be present for technical reasons only because there are high-ranking U.S. government officials here in Italy, but they have nothing to do with the security aspects of the Olympics. The agents will support diplomatic security details, but won't run immigration enforcement operations." Milan's mayor says ICE is not welcome in the city. An NTSB hearing has started to highlight what led to a deadly mid-air collision near Washington, D.C. 67 people were killed when an American Airlines jet and an Army Black Hawk helicopter collided and plummeted into the Potomac River a year ago. This is NTSB board member Michael Graham.
"We are not here today to place blame on any individual or any organization, but we are here to ensure those systems that failed to protect 67 people on January 29, 2025, never fail again."
The conference board says consumer confidence declined sharply in January, hitting the lowest level since 2014. Activists say Iran's protest crackdown has killed at least 6,000 people. This is AP News. Storm cleanup continues in many states. It's still very cold in the South.
In Mississippi, Governor Tate Reeves is deploying the state's National Guard.
The ice come in, and then 48 hours or so after the precipitation leaves, the temperature has still not gotten above freezing.
Reeves said it's been hard to keep up with the outages.
"Somewhat like whack-a-mole. Every time one of the utility companies and power companies gets a large group back online, we have another tree fall or we have another limb fall."
In Nashville, residents faced yet another night without power and below freezing temperatures. Lisa Patterson, her husband Bill, and her 7-year-old dog Hershey were rescued from their home and brought to one of the centers by Nashville police.
"I would have used up all the firewood I had, and we still wouldn't have been able to get out, and it seems to be maybe a week or two before we get electricity."
I'm Haya Pinjwani.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.